Hello and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Hello everyone, my name is Rob F. Switch.
This is a video game music podcast, 8-bit and 16-bit era music.
Only 8-bit and 16-bit, some of the finest ever made.
And but before we get to today's topic, I want to mention this. On our last episode, when we did the product placement episode, I failed to listen to a game called Coca-Cola Kid for the Game Gear.
I saw that.
And I didn't really explore the soundtrack yet, but there could have been some good ones in there that I neglected to find, you know, for that episode. I found out about the game right after we recorded the episode. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out.
Well, you know, that is just another track we can do when we do product placement part two.
Yeah, right. And here's a little error, another error on your end, actually.
Oh, jeez.
A listener recently pointed out that the track you played on the fighting episode, do you remember Imbalance Kiss from Yu Yu Hakusho?
I remember the title, of course. How could I not forget the Imbalance Kiss?
Right. So it was a good jam, you know what I mean? We were definitely into it, you know?
Okay.
Yu Yu Hakusho. It turns out that's actually from the anime TV show that game is based on.
Okay.
So it was illegal, yeah.
Illegal.
But, you know, it made it on the program, slipped through the cracks, and it slipped through the switch. So just wanted to point that out, that Imbalance Kiss from Yu Yu Hakusho, not an original video game track.
I knew it was too good. Too good to be true.
Yeah.
By the way, let me just make a quick mention. Raymond posted on Facebook. I have this thing called Thunder Force Thursdays.
Yeah.
Where I post my favorite Thunder Force tracks every Thursday.
Okay.
And he found an Yngwie Malmsteen track that was strikingly similar to the Lightning Force, which is Thunder Force 4, title track.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone out there is interested, YouTube, Yngwie Malmsteen, Soldier Without Faith from 1985, and you will notice that the riffs are very... I'm not saying it's the same song, but the riffs are very similar. It's really cool to say. Thank you, Raymond, on Facebook for pointing that out. And as always, we welcome your comments and suggestions and corrections if Brent ever messes up.
Right. So let's get to the topic, but first, our sponsor.
Destiny Games. Where would we be without them today? Probably here. Where we are right now. But that is beside the point. Visit them at 42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Call them at 734-404-5548 or visit them on the web, destiny-games.com, for all of your gaming needs. If you have an old Nintendo or an old Game Boy with a Band-Aid on it, send it over to them. See what they can do. Also, if you have an Xbox as well.
All right, so today's topic is Capcom.
Capcom.
Now, here's the thing. We've kind of focused on Capcom in different ways. You know, we've done a couple composer focuses that were Capcom composers, and we've we did a Disney focus once, which, you know, a lot of Disney games are Capcom game,
yes.
Capcom games.
Yes.
And just in different ways, we've heard a lot of Capcom already, but we never did a Capcom episode, so here it is, you know. And, you know, the thing is with Capcom stuff, I mean, where do you begin? You know what I mean? There's just so much stuff, you know. And, I mean, because there's tons of stuff from games that I'm already familiar with that I could play on this episode. And then there's tons of stuff I haven't heard before. So I kind of did a little bit of a mix of both on today's episode.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, yeah, like I told you, I picked a lot of the games that I didn't know. Yeah. I specifically strayed away from Mega Man.
Right, because we did a Mega Man focus, which was a sort of Capcom focus in itself, you know?
You have Mega Man tracks, right?
Well, here's what happened is I listened to a lot of stuff that I hadn't heard before.
Okay.
And I found some good stuff, and then I some of the stuff I found I felt like could fit into our next week's topic, so I'm saving some of those tracks for that, or maybe they're going to fit into a couple topics from now. So because there's a bunch of... There's still a lot of Mega Man tracks that I want to share on this show. So
okay.
We will hear a couple Mega Man today, and but you know, like I said, it's going to be kind of a mix of stuff, obvious stuff, and then new stuff or stuff you might not have heard of, you know. Yeah, it's a mix.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah. Okay, but before we get into it real quick, I just wanted to mention a few things about Capcom. I'm going to fade out the music, actually, and just talk a little bit about Capcom. Capcom, unlike a lot of the popular companies, you know, during this era, like, you know, Konami and or Taito or whatever, it was founded kind of more recently. It was founded in 1983.
Okay.
And Capcom is short for Capsule Computers, which was a term to describe arcade cabinets.
Interesting.
And so, I should also mention that, Capcom had their own house band, you know, like Sega had the SST band, or Taito had Zuntata, and, you know, and so on. Their house band was called Alf Lila.
Alf Lila.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was a house band that consisted of a lot of Capcom composers, and it was the in-house band at Capcom. Something that I noticed a lot about Capcom music, and I've noticed, you know, through the years, is that you hear a lot of kind of bluesy, jazzy. There's a lot of kind of bluesy, jazzy riffs, I feel,
yes,
like, you know?
Yes.
And I feel like that's something that you really hear specifically with Capcom music. I mean, you hear it in other company music, but I feel like that's something that seems to, for some reason, be present in a lot of Capcom soundtracks, is a sort of bluesy, jazzy style. And we'll probably hear some of that on this episode. And one last thing about Capcom is the longstanding mystery of DuckTales. Like, the composer for DuckTales has finally been cracked.
What's that?
Well, I'll save it. Okay, I'll save it. But there's, through a couple different people's efforts, the composer of DuckTales, which has been a mystery for a long time, just recently was figured out.
Okay.
But I'll save it because I think you're going to be playing a track from that composer in your set.
Okay.
So
okay,
let's start it off.
Section Z is the first title.
Right, you're going to start with Z and work your way backwards. Huh?
Exactly. Section Z, to be exact. If you look at that box cover, it's like a cross between Mega Man and a Power Ranger holding a Nintendo lightsaber.
Okay.
This was a side view shoot 'em up from Capcom.
Mm-hmm.
The composer I have is unknown.
Okay.
Okay. But here is a track to kick us off on the Capcom episode. Section Z for the Nintendo Entertainment System, and that is a Capcom title. A lot of there's a build up to that.
Yeah, I like that set, the last section the most.
You don't seem to agree with that. That last section reminded me a lot of Bloody Wolf. What's the name of the track that Keith Apicary danced to?
Oh, this is Stage 5.
Stage 5.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit.
Maybe, yeah.
Turn that up.
Yeah. A little bit. I can hear that, yeah. I can hear it, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Does, yeah. Mm-hmm. You hear that?
It's a little waning.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool, yeah. It's almost kind of FM synthy in a way,
okay,
you know?
Yeah, but yeah, not, yeah. You know.
All right, I'm going to move on to... I'm going to play something obvious here, okay? I'm going to play a track from a Mega Man game. I realize that actually the only like obvious tracks I'm playing are actually my first and last track.
So, okay.
Mega Man 5 we're going to listen from.
Sure.
And this is composer Mari Yamaguchi, who we did a focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Episode, I think, 8 it was, right? And
yes.
Don't worry about looking it up, but she's great. She's really great. She did the music to Super Ghouls and Ghosts and the Magical Quest starring Mickey Mouse. And she's really cool. She has a really unique style. By the way, I mean, Mari Yamaguchi's female composer. Capcom seems to have more female composers than any company. I mean, it's just stacked with female composers, and I think that's just so neat, you know, that female composers are so prominent in video game music, and specifically at Capcom.
Right.
In fact, I was looking at my track list, and I think every single one of my tracks, almost every one except for maybe one of them, is a female composer.
Wow.
Anyway, all right. So Mari Yamaguchi, we're going to hear Charge Man from Mega Man 5 for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Charge Man from Mega Man 5 for the Nintendo Entertainment System, music by Mari Yamaguchi.
This has got that classic Mega Man sound.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
I love the, I like, listen to how there's a bass that's like, bum, 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 like here. Listen. You hear it?
Bum.
Bum. Yeah, it's just like a bum. It's just, I think that's neat. I also really like the, kind of staccato kind of counter melody that's going on in the background, you know what I mean? And I love this part right here. So feel good music right here, you know?
Totally feel good.
Feel good music. This is just a great track.
Good call, buddy. Nice one. The Mega Man. let's see. I think it's time for a little something from the Cheeky Cheeky Boys.
Oh, Cheeky Cheeky Boys, yeah. I have something picked out from Cheeky Cheeky Boys, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I got the MD original tune.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
And the composer, I have Haifumi.
It's weird. I tried to do research on this composer. I would say it was Hifumi. Not a lot is known about this composer, but he did work on a couple games for Capcom, and this being one of them. But there's no information out there about his full name or what Hifumi is. There was speculation that I don't know how it listed. I don't have it, but there's speculation about that he is this one person, but it's not confirmed, so I won't even mention it.
Hey, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, mm-hmm. shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
Hifumi composed MD original tune, and this is from Cheeky Cheeky Boys. Cheeky Cheeky Boys. It was also known as the Mega Twins.
Right.
And do you think that was just Capcom trying to take a market on the Mega thing?
Oh, no.
Mega Man?
Nah.
Mega Twins?
Nah.
Mega Sisters? The Mega Cousins?
Mega Girls?
The Mega Triplets?
Mega Dogs? So the name that I was trying to get before, people speculate that Hifumi is, the full name is actually Hifumi Takaoka, but it's not confirmed. So also this track is called MD Original Tune, MD standing for Mega Drive.
Yes.
I'm wondering to myself if that means that this track didn't exist in the arcade version, you know?
Aha.
And if that's the case, then, I mean, Hifumi did the arcade version. We're not even sure who did the, you know, who did the Genesis version. I mean, all the music is used from the arcade version, except this saying MD Original Tune makes me think this was created specifically for the Mega Drive version. So,
sure.
You know, I don't know. It may not even been Hifumi on this particular track, but that's just something to think about. All right. All right, I'm going to move on to a Japanese-only release for the Famicom. Okay?
Okay.
This is called Marusa no Ona. And it's kind of, I tried to figure out what this game is about. It's some sort of business management kind of game or something. And anyway, the music is by Tamayo Kawamoto, another female composer.
Okay.
And she did the music to Ghouls and Ghosts, and she did Legendary Wings and other things. The track we're going to hear is Low Tension, High Position, Tax Office BGM. And again, this is from Marusa no Ona for the Famicom. This is music from Marusa no Ona, music composed by Tamayo Kawamoto, and this is called Low Tension High Position Tax Office BGM.
Nice.
And I believe Tamayo Kawamoto would later leave Capcom and join Taito.
Defector.
I think she left around 1990 or something like that, yeah.
Right.
So,
Would you consider that a betrayal of the great Capcom?
No, she's just,
just couldn't cut it.
Expanding.
Yeah, just couldn't cut
it. Expanding the Kawamoto empire.
But I'm just fake, overdoing it. Mm-hmm. That's what I do sometimes.
This is a fun track, though. You actually picked the same. You're saying you picked the same track.
Well, we picked the same exact tracks.
Well, here's the thing. I picked, yeah, there's three tracks from this game that I picked out, and we picked, you also picked three tracks.
Yes.
Was this your forerunner, though?
No.
Was this your frontrunner?
One of my frontrunners.
Uh-huh.
I have two frontrunners.
Okay.
But just to be fair, I listened to the soundtrack before you did.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sure. Maybe.
I think subconsciously you picked up on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I bet you weren't able to find out the track names, though. I did some serious research to figure them out.
Well, I was not able to find out the track.
The truth is there's actually an official soundtrack release for this game. So I found the track titles that way, but then I had to look through the gameplay to mm-hmm. figure out which track titles matched up with which part of the game. So
that's serious business.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a serious business management game.
Turn this up here.
That chord right there. It's got a good groove to it.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, let's see. What do we go with here? I know. Mercs.
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 Yeah, this is originally an arcade game.
Right.
Ported to the Genesis.
And I have the composer.
I've got a Mercs picked out as well.
Okay, Manami Matsume.
That's right, Manami Matsume. And but at the time she's credited as M. Goto or Manami Goto. That was her maiden name.
Okay, and the track I'll be playing, Staff Roll Arcade Mode.
Right.
Here we go.
It's funny because let me just say this though. Well, okay, we'll play the track and then I'll say yeah. Okay.
Staff Roll Arcade Mode. Thank you. Staff Roll Arcade Mode from the game Mercs. Let's do that one more time, buddy.
So, here's the thing. This is a good track. It's definitely a good track.
This is a great track.
But I have to say, the original mode Staff Roll from Mercs is I think is better. I like it more.
Okay. Okay.
Which I'm not going to play it on this episode, but I will play it on the next episode. So stay tuned for the next episode to hear the sort of counterpart to this track. It's the original mode counterpart.
Did you ever play this game, Mercs?
No.
In the arcade or on the Genesis?
No. I checked out the footage, though.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it looks okay. Yeah.
The music.
Yeah, the music's good. Well, wait till you hear the original mode Staff Roll next week. It's better.
This is New Year's music. Happy New Year, buddy.
You said it at the right time.
Turn this up right here. Happy 2013. What a jam.
Wait till you see the arcade mode.
All right.
I'm going to move on to another Famicom release, Japanese only release. Okay.
Yep.
Called Wily and Wright. No Rock Board, That's Paradise.
I saw that game.
So what this is it's like a board game kind of thing. It's like sort of like a board game based on the Mega Man franchise. Okay.
Okay.
So it's, you know, Wily as in Dr. Wily, and you know, Wright as in Dr. Wright, or in you know, that's how as he's known in Japan, but in North America is known as Dr. Light. Anyway, Wily and Wright, No Rock Board, That's Paradise. The music is composed by Yuki Iwai.
Yes.
Who then was Yuki Satomura. That's her maiden name.
Okay.
Again, another female composer. She's credited as just Sato. Okay. And I don't know where this is in the game. I really looked at a lot of gameplay footage. I couldn't figure it out. So this is somewhere in the game. And the thing about this track I'm going to play is it's actually a pretty ordinary track. It's pretty basic. But there's one part to it that I just really, really like, and you'll know it when you hear it. But I mean, most of the track just sounds like a regular kind of track. There's not really a lot going on. It's really just pretty ordinary. But then this one part, it just really gets me going. It's really exciting, an exciting part of the track.
Okay.
So you'll know it when you hear it, and I'll point it out myself when we come back. So check it out. This is music from Wily and Wright. No Rock Board. That's Paradise for the Famicom. Wily and Wright, No Rock Board, That's Paradise. Music by Yuki Iwai. And I just, this part right here, it's so good. I mean, that part just gives me goosebumps. It's just the way that the
goosebumps,
it's yeah. So good, that part. I mean, the rest of the track is pretty repetitive. It's just two chords basically, but then that part is just, it's so good, you know. It just, it's just got this the way the melody is composed, just how fast it goes, and it just
okay.
It just hits me in all the right places, you know. It's, and I love that at the end of it. Let's hear it. Here it comes. That part is the best. That part just to me, that part just makes me, that's why I picked this track. It's just for that part alone, really, you know, just, it's so good, that part. I love that part, you know? Also, I just love how the bass line kicks in, too, on that part. If you know, it's like this, right? The bass line really kicks in at that part, you know? Right here. Love it. Love it. So good. It's such a good part. That part just gets me going.
Jam. Destiny of an Emperor.
Okay. Well, here, this comes to the part of the show where the mystery, I can talk about this mystery, the DuckTales mystery.
Oh, okay.
Let's play the track first and then I'll talk about it.
Okay. We got a track for you. I don't have a composer for this.
I do.
Is that part of the mystery?
Yeah, sure. I'll explain it. I'll explain everything coming up. Yeah.
Destiny of an Emperor for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Wait, did this come out? Did this come out in North America?
Released in North America in 1990.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Destiny of an Emperor.
424 Canton Road. No, I'm just kidding.
Destiny of an Emperor.
Okay.
Oh wait. Oh, who's the composer?
Okay, I'm about to get into that. All right. So here's the thing. I mean, I kind of already spoiled this a little bit, but listening to this track, does this remind you of any other Capcom game? I mean, basically
Mega Man.
Yeah, Mega Man. It should obviously remind you of DuckTales. This sounds very much like DuckTales. This music.
Okay.
So what happened was no, so what happened was this guy on VGMDB.net,
yes,
he, I guess, found some Japanese site that recently showed that this composer had possibly composed the music to DuckTales, all right?
Okay.
And then this other guy on VGMDB.net realized that that composer did Destiny of an Emperor, and that some of the music sounded very similar to the music in DuckTales, you know? And there's a track, it's not the track we're hearing right now, but there's another track it's the boss music in DuckTales. It sounds like really, really similar to, I think it might be boss music in this game, Destiny of an Emperor. By the way, this is a role-playing game.
Right.
So anyway, that composer's name, who did Destiny of an Emperor, is Hiroshige Tonomura. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, but it was still speculation, because even though there looked like there was good evidence surrounding that, you know, supporting that this was the same composer as DuckTales, finally, this other guy, who actually listens to our show, he goes by Dissident93. He comments on some of the episodes with that name. Dissident93, he got a hold of Manami Matsume.
What?
And he straight up asked her, you know, if Hiroshige Tonomura composed DuckTales, and she confirmed that he did. So we have it now confirmed that this composer of Destiny of an Emperor, Hiroshige Tonomura, is the legendary mystery composer of DuckTales. And so for a long time, that was just a big mystery. Now we know.
Wow.
So through the help of these guys on VGMDB.net and Dissident 93 for contacting Manami Matsume, we finally know the answer. And by the way, the alias for Hiroshige Tonomura is Perorin's Tonomura. I think that's how he's credited in Destiny of an Emperor. So there you go. There you go. And if you listen to this track, too, it sounds like DuckTales, you know?
Case closed.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. That's kind of, that's some breaking news, I gotta say, because DuckTales is, you know, that's a, I mean, outside of, you know, Super Mario Brothers and Zelda, that moon theme from DuckTales is one of the most famous, you know, video Nintendo tracks, you know? And we now know who composed it.
Say Mystery Solved one more time.
Mystery Solved.
Oh, I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you darn Dissident 93 and VGMB boys.
Cheeky boys.
Cheeky boys.
Cheeky boys. So that's interesting, right? Okay, so anyway, I'll actually, I was going to play some DuckTales on this episode, and then I just thought, you know, we've got an episode coming up where I can play it instead. I'll save it for that.
Sure.
Play something else. And I've got a Destiny of an Emperor track, too, but I'm going to save that for the next episode. So, lots to look forward to in the upcoming episodes, right?
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, anyway, that's that. So, I'm going to move on to a game called Knights of the Round. And this is a game for the Super Nintendo. It was originally an arcade game.
Okay.
And this is music composed by Isao Abe. Does that ring a bell at all?
Isao Abe?
Isao Abe.
Isao Abe.
Isao Abe.
Wasn't he in La Bamba?
He was in Santana. So, this guy, he is a male composer. He composed a couple tracks for Street Fighter II. Street Fighter II was mainly by Yoko Shimomura, another female composer, but Isao Abe composed, he composed three tracks, actually. And one of them being Sagat Stage, actually.
Right.
Let's not forget Romancing Sagat.
Exactly.
So, anyway, Isao Abe, that's what he did. Anyway, he did this whole soundtrack himself, though. This is Knights of the Round, and the track we're going to hear is Expedition. You're going to like this track because it's got kind of a chill factor to it.
Ooh.
And so Expedition from Knights of the Round for the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
From Knights of the Round. This is called Expedition.
Expedition.
By Isao Abe. And, yeah, it's kind of got that chill zone factor.
Total chill zone.
It's because it's got that... You know? But the part I really like is right near the end of the piece. There's just a really cool sort of chord change melody situation that sounds really cool. It's kind of the end of this part right here. Just goes in an unexpected direction right here. I really like that a lot right there.
Yeah.
I just like how it's like dun 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 dun. It just, I don't know, the way that that does that. It's cool. It just sounds good. It's really good.
Very well done. Very well done.
Let's hear that part one more time. Well, we just, you know, chill zone this for a second, yeah? so good. This is a really good part to that song, yeah.
Captain Commando.
Captain Commando.
Yeah. Captain Commando.
Yeah.
Capcom. What we call him.
Oh, right. Capcom. Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's actually what Capcom actually stands for, not Capsule Computers.
Captain Commando.
Captain Commando.
And you just revealed his secret identity. Thanks a lot. So.
Just trying to, I'm trying to show VGMDB.net a thing or two.
Released in 91 on the arcade. This was ported over to SNES in 95.
Mm-hmm.
Ported over to PlayStation in 98. Ported over to PlayStation 2, Xbox, and PSP in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game with legacy, which is why we're playing on the Legacy Music Hour.
Okay.
I will be playing Stage 8 from composer Masaki Izutani and Shun Nishigaki. Stage 8 music, known as Enemy's Spaceship, from the game Captain Commando.
Yeah, I do think that the samples aren't as as rich in this track, in this whole soundtrack. Actually,
okay.
I think it was I think Z-Met, comments on our show a lot. He's made an argument about how, during the Street Fighter 2 debate, Genesis versus Super Nintendo debate, that, a lot of games that were ported to Genesis from arcade kind of benefited because they sounded more like the arcade, and the games that were ported to Super Nintendo lost something because of the samples or whatever.
Right.
Okay, well, up next, I'm going to play something from Mercs. Going back to Mercs for the Sega Genesis.
I remember that game.
Music by Manami Mutsume. You played the arcade mode staff role. I'm going to play the arcade mode ranking.
Okay,
This is a fun sort of party jam type of situation.
Okay.
It's got like a kind of party jam vibe to it. So, music from Mercs for the Sega Genesis. We'll be right back. That's music from Mercs for the Sega Genesis, music by Manami Matsume. And that was Arcade Mode Ranking. Let's pump that in one more time here. You know what I mean? It's kind of a party jam situation. And I like how at the end of it, it kind of, it goes, it modulates upward, you know? And it's it changes key, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of got this uplifting kind of feel to it, you know? It's kind of as funny and fun, you know? I don't know. So, I mean, I don't know. Should we wait till that part happens again or what?
Sure.
I mean, here it comes right here. Boom, right there. Like,
coming at you.
Get that key change right there. Explosion. You hear the explosion at the end?
I did hear the explosion. Did you hear the explosion at the end?
What?
Gargoyle's Quest.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
What you know about that game?
Well, I know who composed it, and but I didn't. I don't think I listened to this one. So
Sato.
So that is again Yuki Iwai, mm-hmm. who was then known as Yuki Satomura.
Got it. I got a track for you. This is a Nintendo game. Nintendo Entertainment System. For those of you not in the know. Rabbit's getting kind of crazy over there.
Right.
Here we go. Desert Sitem. And that's the name of the track from my boy, Sato.
It's a girl.
I call everyone my boy.
Okay, okay.
You know?
You could say my girl.
Like my wife is my boy sometimes.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Everyone's my boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or my girl. Fine, we'll go my girl.
I mean, it's funny because I call you my girl. This is my girl, Rob F. Switch. But yeah. Gargoyle's Quest 2. I gotta check this out. I missed this one. I didn't.
There's a lot of tracks. Yeah. Turn this up right here. Enough. Man, that's too much jam for one session.
All right, yeah. Well, I've got, I'm going to stick with the Nintendo, okay?
Yes.
And we're going to hear something from Mighty Final Fight. You know about this one?
Right. It's when Mighty Mouse joins the Final Fight Boys.
Right. And they fight against the Double Dragon Boys, meeting the Battletoads Boys.
Fighting Bluto. Wait, who does Mighty Mouse fight? Who's his archenemy?
I don't know, but Bluto is Popeye.
Popeye, right. Yeah.
This is Mighty Final Fight, and this is music composed by Yuko Takahara, that's my girl right there.
Right.
She did the music to Mega Man 6, and then also Setsuo Yamamoto, so both of them, Setsuo Yamamoto and Yuko Takahara, and we're going to hear Bay Area Round 5. I mean, you're from the Bay Area.
Yay area, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
As it is now.
And I was based in the Bay Area for a long time.
415-510-650-408.
So this is Bay Area, round 5 from Mighty Final Fight. Mighty Final Fight, Bay Area, round 5, Setsuo Yamamoto and Yuko Takahara.
This is the stage that takes place in the Mission District, I believe. Mm-hmm.
I like how emotional this piece gets, actually.
I was just about to say that, yeah. Man.
Right here. It's like somber here. Huh? So, you know what I mean?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, this is an emotional piece.
Yeah, it is.
An emotional piece, you know?
It is.
Yeah.
Man, I can't tell you how many times I felt like that exact piece of music right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you felt like that?
Here we go. Come on. Take a trip down Rob F. Switch's life right here.
Watch. I like how it gets major for a second, too. Listen.
Tricks you.
And then it's sad, yeah. It's like major, and then it goes sad, you know?
Like a lot of things in my life.
Oh, that's your
That's what I'm
huh?
saying, okay. Man. Just joy and then, Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Excellent choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check out that soundtrack. That's one I missed.
Right. Okay.
But to be fair, I missed a lot of tracks.
Right.
That are not called Road Rash.
Right.
Do you hear that ringtone?
Sure.
That was like as if I told a joke.
That's funny. Yeah, I wonder if that picked up on the microphone.
Let's hope it did. Okay. Legendary Wings.
Now, this is a great soundtrack. We've played a lot of tracks from it already. You know?
I mean, what haven't we heard from this yet?
Yeah, but there's a couple tracks that we haven't played yet. You know, we haven't played. I know we haven't played level. I kind of wanted to play level 3 actually from this. I'm not playing it because, you know, I wanted to play some other stuff instead. But level 3, I know we haven't played, and I don't think we played level 5.
Tamayo Kawamoto, Manami Matsume.
Well, Tamayo Kawamoto, she did the original arcade version, and Manami Matsume programmed it for the Nintendo.
And Yoshihiro Sakaguchi as well.
Right. But she, yeah, he probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably the
He probably oversaw, he's a, yeah, oversaw yeah, that, overs- yeah.
He oversaw
an overseer,
a lot of
things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sakaguchi the Overseer, they used to call him back in the Capcom office days.
Actually, truth be told, if you're curious at all, his nickname was Yuka-chan's Papa.
Oh, right.
That was his nickname, I think. Okay. I'm pretty sure that was, yeah, actually, yeah.
Here's a track from Legendary Wings. Thank you.
Stage 5, Legendary Wings.
It's good. Real good. Real good.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a lot of movements.
I like that confused part. You were doing a little dance. Very 1930s film-esque, silent film-esque.
Uh-huh.
You move like one of the great silent actors of our time.
Mm-hmm. I beat this game, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that part's funny, you know, because it just gets all, you know, kind of crazy and stuff, you know? But I love that, the beginning part, that kind of, you know, sort of kind of cool, new agey kind of sound in the beginning. Here comes the...
Brush. Gets all kinds of crazy here. It looks like you're stuck in a box.
It's like, where am I? Get me out of here, you know? It's like, I'm freaking out right now. What's going on? Rob, what's going on right now? You're freaking out.
An 8-bit mime.
I'm freaking out, Rob.
Hey, don't worry.
Rob, I need you to shower me
with...
Hang
tough.
Yes. Shower. It's like I'm getting showered by the relief right now from the confusion.
But the old F switch.
I like this part a lot. It's just very... I think that was a mistake. That was a little error.
Just a little beat there.
Yeah. But this kind of, this song kind of has a little bit of a chill zone factor to it too.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah.
I like this part coming up. If you listen to the voice, it kind of does this wavering sound. Oh no, not this part. But it goes like, wah, 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 you know, it kind of goes.
Oh, right,
like
right.
That. I mean, I'm doing it with my hand right now, but that doesn't obviously translate audio wise.
But your wah 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 voice did.
Yeah, yeah. Here comes. Yeah. Get me out of here, Rob. Get me out of here right now.
We're out of here.
All right. So I'm gonna play something from a game called Magic Sword. Okay, this is an arcade game ported to the Super Nintendo. This is a Super Nintendo version of Magic Sword. This is music by, again, Manami Matsume. She's just all over the place this episode, isn't she?
That's how she rolls.
Credited at the time as Manami Goto, her maiden name. And the track we're going to hear is called Macabre Funk. From Magic Sword.
That's what she calls it.
Manami Matsume. And this is called Macabre Funk.
Man, this is... Just play it.
Well, I really like that that second half, you know?
Yes.
It's got a good melody. It's like... Oh, I'll sing along with it when we...
Okay, I'd like to hear this.
Right? You know the part? Right here. Dun. I like this part a lot. It's good.
Oh, I like that. Going deep.
I like the dance in this part, you know? I like to, like, kind of punch. I like to punch to all those different
Sure.
Because they hit, like the melody hits in Absolutely. Certain places, and it's accented with the drum beat too. It's like the drums go like dun 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 dun. All right.
Yeah. Great one. Great one. Great one. Great one. It's time for a pop quiz.
Okay. Oh, I get it.
Capcom quiz.
Capcom quiz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is
And this is actually a game where they ask you questions like, who is Tomoyo Kawamoto?
Right, exactly. Yeah, this is a trivia game show type game. But there was also one for the arcade that Capcom did. They did a similar thing. It's called like a Capcom Quiz something or other. But it's in the guise of a sort of role-playing type of adventure type game, but it's actually just a trivia game.
Right.
Yeah.
So I got the Game Boy soundtrack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For this, and there's a lot of familiar tracks.
Right, because they just used a lot of different Capcom game soundtracks.
Right.
I listened to that as well. I recognized like Ghosts and Goblins, and I recognized some Mega Man stuff, and yeah.
Did you know the track that I picked out?
Well, I don't know what track you picked, but maybe I'll be able to recognize it. I don't know.
Oh, you want me to surprise you with it?
Well, I'll find out. Yeah, sure. Oh, let's see if I can guess it, like a quiz.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Capcom quiz, unknown track.
I mean, yeah, I wish we recorded what just happened. Basically, Rob was going to play this one track, and I knew it was from Mega Man 3. It was a track from Mega Man 3, and I said, coincidentally, I'm actually going to play that track on this episode.
And it was an abbreviated episode.
It was like a
version.
Yeah, it was an abbreviated version, so it was like, I mean, don't play this, because we've got to hear the full version. So then it was like... So then we were listening to other tracks in it to see what else was in the soundtrack, and it was like a quiz. We were trying to guess which game they were
from. You were doing well.
But yeah, you know, I guessed, I think Legendary Wings was in there, and there was, what was the other one? Oh, yeah, 1943, you know? And then, Strider for the Genesis was actually, or the Genesis/Arcade version was in there. And finally... We got to this one track, this track that we're hearing right now, and I don't know this one. I don't know what it's from, what game this is from.
Boom, stumped.
Right, but then this makes this a sort of quiz for the audience or for the people listening. If you can guess what this is from. I mean, because I think pretty much every track in this game is from a different Capcom game.
Okay, you know what? I got a pack of vintage Nintendo cards.
Okay.
That I will offer up to the first post on our Facebook.
Uh-huh. Are you saying Facebook? Not the blog site.
Oh, what do you think it should be? The blog site or the Well, either way, the timestamp will be there.
Okay. I'd say but either or. Either. Yeah.
Well, okay. No. Just to make it legit, go to our website, legacymusichour.com.
Okay. Yeah.
And on the episode page, if you know the name to this song, post it.
Or if you know the game it's from.
We will contact you. And you will get a free pack of vintage Nintendo cards. They're pretty cool. They got stickers and
tips.
For example, I got. Can I read one of the tips?
Sure.
By the way, I give these out as little prizes at for our game show, and they're pretty cool. People seem to really love them. Oh, well, I only have the trading card. I mean, the scratch-off cards. I don't have a sticker. But the scratch-off cards just tell you how to play the game. But they have Zelda, and they have Link, and they have Super Mario on it. They're pretty cool cards.
So your Capcom quiz, ladies and gentlemen, is this. I mean, it's probably from some game, but I don't know it, though.
That's your only clue.
Well, your clue is that it's a Capcom game.
From some Capcom game.
I mean, it probably wouldn't be that hard to find if you just listen to the well-known Capcom soundtracks, because it seems like they're drawing from more well-known games. All right, I'm going to draw from Cheeky Cheeky Boys right now and play a track from that.
Oh, the good old Cheeky Cheeky Boys.
Cheeky Cheeky Boys, the back at it again, or the Cheeky Cheeky Boys.
like the Gambare Golf Boys.
Yeah. Hifumi is the composer of this.
Yes.
And this is, we're going to hear round 4-1. I almost was going to play round 4-2 because it actually sounds like a Konami track. Konami okay. has a certain sound, I feel like. Round 4-2 kind of sounds Konami, but I'm going to go with round 4-1. Round 4-1 from Cheeky Cheeky Boys for the Sega Genesis, composer Hifumi. This is Cheeky Cheeky Boys. round 4-1 from Hifumi. Ganbare Golf Boys. Kind of sounds like the music to Back to the Future a little bit, doesn't it?
I don't remember that music.
It's like...
I remember the movie, but I don't know.
It's like dun 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 dun. Kind of sounds like that a little bit, yeah?
Okay.
It's like this, watch. I mean, kind of. It's not as good.
Okay, sure.
Boys.
Chicky-chicky boys. I'm going to, you know, it's been a bit of an extended episode for us.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's so much, you know, Capcom stuff. I mean, how do you accomplish this? You know, how do you do this, you know?
If we've just taken too much of your time, I'm sorry, you know, if you wanted to leave, but we just had to play just a couple more tracks.
Yeah,
right?
Just a few more tracks.
Just a little more. So just hang in there a little bit. I'm sorry we're staying a little bit late.
Yeah.
I know you want us to leave and... Yeah. We just keep playing these tracks and you want to go to bed, but just hang in there, okay?
Yeah.
All right, now for my next 18 tracks. I have got Marusa no Ona.
Okay, right, so I played that earlier, yeah?
Because we picked the same exact tracks.
Yeah, I had three tracks picked out, and, you know, you picked the same exact three.
Double Dragon Boys.
Cheeky Cheeky Boys. Cheeky Cheeky Boys.
Okay. Did you have a name for this track?
I only looked up the... I mean, it's hard. It was hard to find track names for this, actually.
Yeah.
But which one are you going to go with? Are you going to go with the fifth one on that?
Yeah, the fifth
okay,
one.
Okay. I'm assuming this is... I think this is the ending,
okay.
I think. But I'm not sure. I think this is the ending track or the staff roll or something like that.
Okay.
I think. Because it ends, you know, the track
sure,
ends.
Sure, right,
so
right.
And it has a sort of feeling of finality to it. So you'll see. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Composer is Cheeky Cheeky Boy. No, just kidding. The composer is Tamayo Kamamoto.
Manuso? No. Oh, no. ending music.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe pause music.
Yeah.
From the game Marusa no Ona.
It's a very, I don't know, what, intense piece?
Oh, this...
I mean, it's very expressive.
It's like a shot right in your vein.
I mean, it's very just, it's very whatever this is, you know? It's jazzy. I mean, it's a real, you know, it's emotional. It's emotional.
Not as emotional as that other piece.
Right. The other piece
was... Where it was very, very sad.
But this is just... Well, actually, that other piece was sort of bittersweet because it was...
Bittersweet.
Because it was, you know, kind of, you know, it was happy for a second and then it was sad.
Yeah.
But this is just full on just sort of, you know, I don't know, you know? I mean, this is... You're strung out right here, you know? But then there's something redeeming about it. There's something... There's a feeling of redemption, though, too, in this piece, you know? Okay, so we got here, I'm going to play the track from Mega Man 3, which you almost were going to play from the Capcom. This is the real version. This is the legitimate version, you know. Needle Man. This is Needle Man stage, right?
Needle Man.
From Mega Man 3. Now, most of the soundtrack was done by Yasuaki Fujita.
Yes.
But it was supposed to be done by Harumi Fujita.
Okay.
Okay? I think they're married, actually. I'm not sure, but I think they're married.
Okay.
And Harumi Fujita had to go on pregnancy leave. And so she did one or two tracks for this. And then the rest was done by Yasuaki Fujita.
Okay.
So anyway, this is one of her tracks, Harumi Fujita. And she also did the music to Bionic Commando for the arcade, by the way.
Okay.
And she also did the music to Strider for the Nintendo. Ooh. Okay. So anyway, this is Mega Man 3, Needle Man. This is Needle Man stage, composed by Harumi Fujita. And I made a mistake, actually. The song from the Capcom quiz, it's not Needle Man from Mega Man 3. It was actually Air Man from Mega Man 2.
Okay.
Which is a track I like and I've been meaning to play on the show at
sure.
one point, you know? But, yeah, Air Man.
Well, now this gives you more reason to play it. Or maybe I'm just going to play it.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. But, anyway, yeah. Okay, so that just about brings us to the end of the program. A little bit of an extended play, right?
Hey, more music the better, I say.
Yeah. For full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. And you can contact us also at legacymusichour@gmail.com, or you can comment on the page.
Remember, there is a running contest now. Get your entries in for a free pack of Nintendo trading cards, and you just have to pay $15.99 for shipping, and we'll get that free pack to you.
Yeah. It's 100% free.
No, it'll be free. I will ship that on my own dime. Or if you are within Legacy Music Hour headquarters area,
Brent Weinbach will come to your house through the window
at 2 in the morning.
At 2 in the morning and slip these cards under your pillow.
Under your pillow and under the covers.
Yeah. And he might even, you know, just to make sure you get them, he might stay the night there too, just to make sure you get, you know, just make sure you get them, you know, you don't lose them while you're sleeping. You know, I just want to do a thorough job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never let it be said that we are not thorough here at the Legacy Music Hour. Yeah. Please call us 281-SONIC-91. Hey, you can. I answer the phone sometimes. If you want to talk to the old F switch, you know, just tell me what's going on. I can tell you about my day. I have lots of stuff going on.
Wait, hold up. Do you answer the line sometimes?
Well, I mean, because it listen to me. The way it's hooked up sometimes is I can answer it through, or you can answer it even.
Well, yeah. I mean, both of us can.
We can. So you never know if you call, you might reach one of us, and depending what we're doing, you know, you could just chat us up video games.
You might call me up, and I'm already waiting in your bed, right, you know, right when you call me,
right?
And you're like, hey, where are you calling me? He's like, what are you doing right now? I'm in your closet. I'm about to deliver some cards to you.
You could just do the old turn around.
Yeah.
Right.
Look right next to you.
You did that way more.
And
creepy.
Then they turn around, and I go. Cheeky cheeky boys. Boy. Something. So, all right. This is what next week we're going to do ending music.
Yes.
Well, that's our second time doing an ending music episode. We did it on episode 19. We're going to do it again on this episode. And we're going to leave you this episode with.
Hold on. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
What's after ending music?
What is after ending music? I think it is. I'm about to tell you right now. It's. I don't know. I think we maybe do outer space, maybe.
What's after outer space?
Maybe cartoons, I think.
What's after cartoons?
I think we do another Konami.
Okay, and after maybe. Konami?
Maybe punching and kicking again. No. I don't know. Maybe we'll do the toys episode. Oh, and then maybe pro wrestling.
That's what I want to hear.
Pro wrestling, yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah. I think, didn't you tell me you wanted to do it in the 90s at one point or something?
Well, I think the 80s is best.
Okay.
Because I already got my track list ready.
Yeah. Oh, really? You ready with that?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. I'm not even. I was going to listen to Saturday Night Slammasters for this episode, but I thought, nah, I'll save it for the pro wrestling.
I'll save that for the pro wrestling episode.
But that's a Capcom game.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what we're going to leave with. I thought that we would leave with something really classic, you know, really classic Capcom track that we haven't heard yet on this program.
Okay.
And this is the main theme from Ghosts and Goblins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the stage one and stage two music from Ghosts and Goblins for the Nintendo. And this is music composed by Ayako Mori. And I think that's also another female composer, I think. And, you know, this is an earlier game for Capcom, but this is a really memorable, you know, piece of music. And so I thought it'd be fitting to end this Capcom episode with this track. So music from Ghosts and Goblins. This is the sort of main theme or stage one and stage two from Ayako Mori for the Nintendo. My name is Brent Weinbach.
My name is Rob L. Switch.
Rob L. Switch?
LF switch.
Wait, why did you say L though?
I forgot the F.
Really?
Yeah.
No, there must have been some reason to saying
well,
L.
No, like L, like the in Spanish.
Oh, I get
Rob
it. I get
the
it.
Switch, I not get it. The letter L.
Okay, that's interesting.
I should have said LF switch.
No, it's fine. I mean, that's kind of interesting that you go by Rob L. I mean, you should just change your name to, you know, Rob L. Hubbard.
Rob Hubbard.
You know, like right. Rob Hubbard.
An homage.
Well, I mean, it's. If you do it with an L, it's more of an homage to the Scientology guy, not the, you know, the famed composer.
If I ever have a kid, I think I'm going to name him either Rob Hubbard or I'm going to name my kid David Wise Rob Hubbard.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to hold you to that.
Maybe you'll get if you're lucky enough, you'll get to hold little baby L. Rob David Wise Hubbard.
If I have a baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to name him Rob F. Switch.
Oh.
How do you feel about that?
What if it's a she?
Rob L. Switch. It's the feminine version. So, all right. Thank you for listening.